time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Today we're talking about everything you need to do in order to rock your swimsuit competition. But before we jump back in the water, so to speak, I want to remind you that there really is a quick and painless way to stay current on current events. My weekly current events summary is the fast and pain-free way to keep up on issues, get meaningful background information, receive helpful statistics, and practice questions for this week's breaking news. And it's less than $10 a month. How fab is that? So to get your current event summary delivered directly to your email inbox, just go to www.pageantcurrentevents.com or click on the Pageant Current Events graphic on the show page, and you will never have to worry about current events again. Well, my next guest is absolutely taking the pageant world by storm with her fabulous new line of swimsuits. She's the designer for the brand of her very own namesake, Elise King Swim. Sorry about that, Elise. She has created custom competition swimsuits for contestants in all the top pageant systems, including Miss America, Miss USA, Miss America's Outstanding Teen, Miss Teen USA, Mrs. America, Mrs. United States, Ms. United States, Miss Galaxy, and I could just keep on going. And all in her first season. A former competitor herself, Elise studied the cuts and lines that flatter the figure and started designing for the most intimidating part of pageant competition on stage, the fitness or swimsuit competition. So we're so thrilled to have her joining us today to talk to us about swimsuits. Elise, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you were a former competitor yourself, so you experienced the frustration and the stress and the worry that comes from looking for a great swimsuit, right?
Yeah, I mean, I competed under John Bonetto at Vambrose for Missouri Teen USA for 3 years, and I did some locals for America, but I really formed a lot of relationships with girls that I competed with and kind of the struggles that everybody goes through when trying to pick out a great swimsuit. You're just, you know, you find them that are kind of so-so that just don't really fit you right. And it's really important that you find something that really, you know, is a wow factor.
Now, one area that I think that pageant contestants mistakenly try to skimp on is their competition swimsuit. It's been my experience that contestants spend way too much money on personal training, you know, like two and three times a week for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, when they could be getting some great benefits with video workouts and then going to the trainer maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. But conversely, they don't spend enough on a competition swimsuit. What is the difference between, I get asked this all the time, what is the difference between a swimsuit that I buy at the department store and a competition swimsuit?
Well, I mean, a lot of designers talk about, you know, the lining is a big, big deal, just even from the top of it. I mean, you have to have a thicker lining, you know, a pageant, you know, stage-ready lining that you're not going to see through, regardless of anything, just off the top. That's probably the most embarrassing part of a store-bought, you know, Victoria's Secret or whatever is that, you know, you can see through it. And there's a big advantage of having a pageant swimwear is the higher cut leg, a French cut leg, you know, is really something that's very, very important. It gives you the elongated leg, you know, on stage, and it actually makes you look thinner. I see so many girls who even take a pageant swimsuit and pull it down so that they have a straight line in front, like a horizontal line, and it's just so unflattering.
Right, because that's the fashion. That's the fashion right now.
Exactly.
It doesn't look great, and it doesn't score, does it?
No, it doesn't. They, you know, they want that, you know, beachy look, but the problem is you just, you're creating horizontal lines on the biggest part of your body, which is entirely unflattering.
So, yes, I knew almost no girls who really want a horizontal line across their hips. I mean, it's just not one of those things that you're working towards. Well, I knew that you tell contestant that there's four C's to remember when choosing a competition swimsuit. What is the first C?
The first one is cut. So a cut is very important with any sort of swimsuit that you're going to be buying. So, and you must be willing to try on a ton of different styles. I see so many girls that walk in and they're like, this is the style I want, and they only try that on. And they're not even particularly happy the first time around. You have to be willing to try on many different styles, just like gowns. You know, you may surprise yourself.
And I'm always surprised when people are going to a professional swimsuit designer and stylist like yourself and who have competed yourself. And, you know, absolutely, you had people winning swimsuit in your very first season. And they don't pay attention to the advice of the expert. So it's really important when considering cut to keep an open mind, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I just see so many girls that, you know, bring in a picture of a swimsuit or something. They're like, this is exactly what I want. And I ask them if they've tried anything similar, and they say no. And then they try on something like that. It's just not even right for their body style to begin with.
What would be a good cut for a girl who is maybe, let's say, she has that kind of straight figure where she doesn't really have a curvy hip and doesn't have a lot of bust?
I would say for that, someone who doesn't have a lot of bust, a good bandeau that has gathering over the bust creates fullness. And depending upon what type of shoulders she has, you can, with the strap, the neck strap, you can have variations with that, with rings, with moving it further out or closer to the center. For the bottom, I would do something without rings that has a V cut. It creates like elongated look, and it kind of creates, and I would even add rings to the sides of it to kind of give her a more proportioned look. So it creates a slimming look, but she would have a smaller waist and more proportioned, more of an hourglass shape.
Right, and that's what that body figure worries about, is the fact that they just don't really have a well-defined waist. Well, let's take the opposite. Let's talk about a girl who is a little bit busty and maybe has a curvy hip. What could they be looking for?
For that, I would do definitely, if you were bustier, I would definitely go with more of a halter style, because for one thing, you want to create as many vertical lines as possible. So it will create a slimming look because the neck strap will give you more of a vertical line, as well as give you the support you need so you're not falling out of a swimsuit top or you don't have the proper support. So that is, I guess, a natural busty girl. And then for the hips, I would do a V cut without rings, because the rings are probably gonna, you know, add a little bit more bulk. So it just depends on the type of a body style. But I would definitely do a V cut, you know, for a girl with more of a hip.
Now, is there any kind of particular style that you might recommend for the top for a contestant who may have had implants to kind of give herself a figure that she just absolutely loves?
Yeah, I mean, I think bandeaus are great for, you know, any kind of implants, anything like that. We had a great contestant go to Mrs. United States she was very tiny, but she had implants, and we put her in a great bandeau, and she ended up getting third runner-up. So, I mean, a great bandeau with a little bit of gathering, just it covers everything, but it still enhances what you wanted to enhance, I guess, anyways.
Right, yeah. I mean, you definitely want to enhance that figure that you've been working months and months and months with your collage video to get. All right, so let's talk about the second C. So the first C is cut. What's the second C?
The second one is color. So your color needs to flatter your skin tone and your hair and eye color. I see so many girls that just are drawn to maybe their favorite color, or particularly maybe the color, the Pantone color of the year, what is the most fashionable color, and they put it on and it just does not do them justice. So you have to pick an amazing color on you, and I see so many girls that are worried about what other colors girls are wearing or what color, you know, maybe your dress is. You just need to find something that looks good on you. And I would recommend, you know, holding up different colors.
I think that's a great suggestion because we do see trends in colors and suddenly everyone's wearing, you know, bubblegum pink at the pageant, and it's hard to stand out when you're wearing a color that everyone else is wearing. Okay, so our first two C's are cut in color. What's C number three?
A clarity. So you need to minimize your flaws and highlight your assets. So there's a lot of optical illusion in styles of swimsuits. So I've said it before, more vertical lines, the better. So you can do a lot with strap variations. You can actually add, you know, maybe a one-shoulder strap with a ring on it. For someone who has broad shoulders, it draws your eye. The sparkle of the ring brings your eye further into the body, and it creates kind of that illusion that you're not as broad-shoulder. For a smaller bust with broad shoulders, you could move out the neck strap further out to the side seam or the armpit, and it gives the appearance of a larger bust and more proportions. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can do with straps to kind of create, you know, an illusion of more proportions.
Now, I noticed that, you know, in pageant swimwear, we're seeing a lot of the, you know, buckles or the rhinestone ring or, you know, some kind of jeweled, you know, with Swarovski crystals types of stuff. Is that appropriate for all levels of pageantry, or is there any kind of pageant that you would say, no, you just shouldn't add a little extra bling?
You know, I don't know. I feel that, you know, some of the more conservative pageants, even like maybe MAO, you know, I would think that they weren't too crazy about the sparkle, because I started out in USA, definitely, and those girls are obsessed with sparkle. But I've been selling a lot to MAO girls who are absolutely loving the sparkle. I have a ton of girls in Tennessee that are the more bling, the better. So I've just been seeing a lot of even some of the conservative pageants going crazy with the sparkle. So I think it just all depends on the girl and what she can pull off and what looks good on her and what her personality is. If you don't, you know, are crazy about the bling, then I'm not, you know, you shouldn't push it on yourself. But if you look good in it, then why not?
Right. And then, so if those are the first three C's, which is really kind of cool that you have the four C's, what's the fourth C?
The last one is carrot. So you want to ask yourself, when you're trying on suits, does it have the wow factor? You really want to make the judges take a serious look at you. And then also ask yourself, do you feel amazing in it? You know, you want to be able to feel confident. You want to be able to own the stage in your suit. You've worked so hard for your body. You want to be able to just be super confident. And then do you sparkle both inside and out?
Yeah, you really have to love the swimsuit, because self-confidence is such an important feature of being able to model well on stage, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, and I feel like you just really have to be, you know, true to you and pick something that is all about you. And I just see so many girls that are worried about what everyone else is doing, and you need to focus on what you're doing.
Now, I know that you dressed several winners in your first season with swimwear out, and that one of them was the fabulous Miss Missouri USA 2012, Katie Kearney, who's getting ready to, of course, compete in Miss USA, and we're so excited for her.
Yes.
And I know that you had several other winners at state and national pageants and people placing. What do you think is the unique vision or unique design statement of Elise King Swim?
I mean, I feel like what defines our brand is the use of so many different colors. We have so many different color varieties to choose from, as well as we create custom colors by taking a swimwear color and then putting a stretch mesh over the top of it to create unique colors. That's been really popular and has done very well for a lot of our competitors, and we've gotten, you know, a few winners and runner-ups and stuff with our mesh. And I believe our oversized hardware really shines from the stage. It's way different than you know, other brands who have the smaller hardware. Our hardware is large and very sparkly, so you definitely can see it. And I think it definitely gives girls the confidence to just strut their stuff and do their best they can.
It is really helpful to have that on stage where you just feel like you've got it all pulled together. Now, I know the Elise King Swim is currently carried in Sassy Chic, which is in Kansas, and Bridal Elegance, which is in Ottawa, Illinois, and Joann's, which is in Union City, Texas. And these are all great shops. Yes. Are they trained in how to fit a bathing suit for the contestant, or does the contestant need to somehow find a way to work with you personally?
No, oh my gosh. Our stores are incredible. I know I have worked directly with our stores during trunk shows, during special events. I visit them regularly and work with the store owners and their in-house coaches and, you know, store managers, and they are incredible. They will show you exactly what, you know, you need, if any kind of alterations on a suit, what will look best as far as strap varieties, actually fitting and choosing the colors. These women are incredible. I would recommend them to anyone. Jan at Bridal Elegance, she has produced many, many winners. Joann's, Paige at Joann's, she's very incredible. She is very inspirational, and she definitely knows her stuff. And Ashley Litton at Sassy Chic, she's a former title holder at Miss Missouri USA, so she definitely knows her stuff.
So it is helpful to have people who really know what they're doing and know how to fit the body. So what do you predict is going to be the trend for pageant competition swimsuits in the next, say, 6 to 12 months? What should people be looking for? Is there anything new and fun?
Well, I mean, we're constantly working on, you know, new designs and new prototypes and stuff like that. So I know that we're working on getting ready for market, and we're going to Miss USA in a few weeks with some new stuff. So I would just say that I feel like lots of sparkle is what girls keep asking for, and we keep, you know, producing and coming up with lots of sparkly fabrics. We're introducing some more, like, hologram fabrics and stuff like that into our line because they've just been so popular. So, yeah, I mean, it has gone very sparkly. Our suits are very glamorous, and we want the girl to feel just as glamorous in our suits as they do their gown. And that was kind of inspiration from the line to begin with, is girls wanted, you know, not a sporty look, but more of a glamorous look.
Right. Well, obviously you've achieved that goal because the swimsuits are absolutely beautiful. And I think that you guys are on Facebook, aren't you? I think they can find a little bit about you on Facebook if they don't have. So tell us about your Facebook account so they can find you.
Yeah, it's under, we have Elise King Swim as a person, so you can friend request it. You can get all information and be in contact with me, and I can send you to which stores are the closest to you, and you can view the collection. And we also have a fan page of Elise King Designs that just has a little bit of information. But we're working on revamping our entire website, and we're hoping to launch it by Miss USA. So,
well, we're totally looking forward to the launch of that. And, you know, congratulations, Elise, on so much success so quickly. I think it's really a testament to what you're doing. And thanks so much for being with us today on Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, it's time for another quick break, but don't go anywhere, because after the break, I'll be talking with the fabulous Lane Berry of the Royal We about when and when not to accessorize in your upcoming pageant competition. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I want to let you in on one of the best kept secrets for improving your pageant interview skills. It's my Mastering the Pageant Interview System, where I teach you the exact same skills and techniques that I teach my private coaching students. The system includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 2 secrets for a winning onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just download the audio files to your computer or MP3 player and listen. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview System is that you can download it today. Yes, it's the quick and easy way to improve your skills for less than you paid for your interview outfit. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page, or go to www.mypageantinterview.com and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you a pageant contestant in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, or Oklahoma? If so, Van Brosen Associates can help make your pageant dreams a reality. Van Brosen Associates are the producers of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA state pageants in the five states of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. To find out more, go to vanbros.com and connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/vanbros. Once again, that's vanbros.com. VanBros.com. Are you ready to be Miss USA?
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet.
Top contestants around the country have discovered the secret for creating a winning look. It's the Royal We Boutique. Former international pageant title holder Lane Berry will create a personalized, iconic competition look that establishes you as an elite contestant but doesn't drain your pocketbook. Lane has dressed evening gown winners in state, local, and national competitions of all the major pageant systems. Whether you visit in person or take advantage of their premier long-distance styling services, Lane will guide you through the steps of expressing yourself with a cohesive image that wows the judges. Visit them today at royal-we.com. You're gonna look fabulous.